unto divine consciousness. Very seldom a human like us can take our hands so we may gaze into eternity. Sheikh Hisham, major representative of Sufism world leader Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, Mawlana Sheikh Hisham is and gained such reputation of not only teaching wisdom, not only opening ways of knowledge, not only helping people to look into themselves, not only helping people to grow, but bringing that level where people actually connect unto eternity, where in a way a part of divine consciousness is transplanted unto us. So we stop looking at the world through our own eyes to look unto the world through divine eyes. We stop listening to the world through our ears. We start listening to the world through divine ears. We stop acting unto the world through our narcissism to act or to be with the world as divine will was, is, and is. This is Shaykh Hisham.
This is the first time I have seen a microphone like that. Small column, and another column similar to it,
by the sun with big, huge tires. Both of the cars near the tires. One with normal tires, one with huge tires, showing it like a huge car. And they went there on the same ground. Same big. I said, that is the best title I'm going to speak about. Because you need signs. In order to speak, you need signs. In order that make you able to put it all together. So it was the best way to look at my talk tonight is to think big. And wherever I think big, it's still bigger. What I'm going to say, whatever I'm going to say, compared to the reality, is like that small car to that huge car and the same point came from. That's what we have to learn and understand. When something relates to the Creator and relate to heaven, we must think big. We cannot think something small like what we relate to each other. We relate to each other in a way that, okay, we are normal as each other, but when it comes to a heavenly issue, at least look at this universe, how much it's big, how much it's huge. So what we are of this universe, we are, this whole solar system might be a point, not even a point in this huge universe. And that's where the greatness of prophets and their teachings and their messages. Because their messages and their teachings, that these prophets, messengers, that they came, Allah sent them, they came with a heavenly message, not with a constitution of a person that has written it, but it is something that has been written by the Creator, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by our Lord. It is not something that we have to do. And that's why, look for example, as a very simple example, that we must think big. We don't think big, we're losing the focus. When you were young, or if you don't want to say when you were young, look at the children. Every child has an image in his mind as his hero or her hero. If girls, they have their own hero. If boys, they have their own hero. And Hollywood gave everyone a hero. Boys, they have Superman. He's their hero. Or what else? Spider-Man, their hero. So they give that image, a heroic image, in the eyes of our children. That everyone begins to think this way. And we must build in ourselves and in our children and in ourselves the image of our hero. Who are our heroes? Because I've seen today some people are from different faces, not from different faiths, it's not one faith. So means the speech has to be more general, not specific. Because we have to include everything. I was in London and they told me to speak about the greatness of God. And there was the rabbi here, and there was the Christian priest there, and there were the Buddhists and the Hindus, everyone was there. And when my it's beyond our understanding, something huge. When you look at the interface and how much it's important in the life of a human being, and Prophet was Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him, was in his life was the best and the perfect of an interfaith messenger, because he accepted all religion. He accepted Christianity, he accepted Jesus, he accepted Moses, he accepted the religions and the messages that came before him. He didn't refuse anyone of them. So this needs a strong power to admit and accept, and says to his people, if you don't believe in Jesus, you are not a Muslim. If you don't believe in Moses, you are not a Muslim. And if we look into the history of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we see that his characters, his love, his softness, his purity, when he used to trade between and take the trade of his wife from Makkah to Medina, from Makkah to Damascus, take that going trading, when he was young and when he was adult, he was on the way, all the way, sitting with monks and rabbis and discussing issues of religion when he was young. And this is the seerah of Prophet, the history of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, described that. He was someone who built the bridges of the Prophet. He was dialoguing with everyone that he was seeing in the trade when he was trading. And not only that, in that, I am having the rabbi there, the priest there, and others, the Buddhist and the other Hindus, other beliefs there. And I said, look, according to the Muslim belief, that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, went into the night of ascension, what we call it the night journey, which we call in Arabic al-Isra or Mi'raj. Isra is the movement from Mecca to Jerusalem. God mentioned in the Holy Quran, subhanallah, the Asra bi'abdihi, laylan min al-Masjid al-Haram ila al-Masjid al-Aqsa. Praise be to God that he moved his servant Muhammad from Mecca to Jerusalem. That is an indication of interface. Is meeting with other religions. Why to be Jerusalem? Why not Medina, his city? But he said no, it's Jerusalem. He went from Mecca to Jerusalem to build a relationship with other communities and other religions. You see, from the beginning of his life, and this is the night of journey came, the beginning of his message. So we can see that from the beginning of his message, he was building an interface with the Jews at that time and with the Christians at that time. And he moved where Jesus was and where Moses was, in order to say that I am far from that. I am not outside of that circle. I am within that circle. So that indicates to us what the title is saying, prophetic adornment. It's something that we have to see that it's so great. And not only that, it is also when he came to Jerusalem, meeting with the people of Jerusalem, and then he said, when I've been raised up, like Jesus was raised up. You know that. As Christians believe that Jesus was raised up. Muslims believe that Jesus was raised up. But he was raised up in the same way that Jesus was raised up. And what he said? He said, I saw Moses in his shrine, in his grave, praying. It's an indication that he was being raised from the same place of Jesus was raised, and in the same time he was observing Moses in his grave praying. That, according to our to Islamic belief, I was saying in that meeting, that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he was raised, he prayed together with all prophets in heaven. With all these prophets together. And after he prayed with them, he was called to the divine presence. And I think most of the Muslims know that. When Allah said the Holy Quran, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُهُ وَمَا هَوَى وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى ذُو الْقُدْرَةِ وَأَسْتَوَى وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَى ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى. It means that Allah, our Creator, is giving an oath that your friend Muhammad, peace be upon him, never said except the truth. And he was called to my presence, and he was so near to my divine presence, to me, he was so near, as nearer than two balls of an arrow. He was there. And he said, unless. Two balls of an arrow, unless. Unless might be one sentence interval. He didn't describe how much less. Awadna, he said. Anyone can go and see the Holy Quran and see that. He said, Awadna or less. Means he was so near. And there, and I'm coming to the most important point of the prophetic Muhammad characteristic, that he was an interfaith, he loved everyone. He wants everyone to come together, he wants everyone to be together. He said, at that moment, I have been ordered to pray for people in their lives to pray, and that's why Muslims they pray. And I was ordered for 50 prayers. Correct? 50 prayers. He took them. I was very happy that God has given him 50 prayers to pray a day, and went back, going back home, where he has to go home. So he went and found, saw Sayyidina Musa and saw Moses on the way back. And Moses was waiting for him. And he said, Moses is the messenger of Jews, the messenger of Christians, the messenger of Islam. This is what we believe. Jesus is the messenger of Christians, the messenger of Islam. That's what we believe. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Christians, Muslims. Jesus is the messenger of Jews, Christians. All of them became the messenger of God. So he came back and he saw Moses in the fourth heaven. And Moses asked him, what God has given him? So God gave everyone something. A message to go with it. He said, gave me 50 prayers to pray. I'm very happy. I did the best. I'm very glad. I'm very happy. Going to my people and say to them, you are very situation to pray a video. He looked at him. And sometimes he said, thank you. And looking at him, he said, what you are doing? The one. The 50 prayers? He said, yeah, 50 prayers, not 100. He said, be careful. No way. No way. Ask me. I had experience also. That's a little in discussion. Their discussion is happening, not here. And the rabbi was smiling. He said, hey, what am I going to do? He said, no. They will not pray 50 prayers. No way for them to go to pray 50 prayers. Because if every prayer is going to take 20 minutes, 50 prayers by 20 minutes is 1,000 minutes. Divided by 60, you end up with how many hours? 12 hours? 16 hours, 17 hours, 16 and a half hours. You want them to pray 16 and a half hours and leave them only with the 6 or 7 hours to sleep? No way! They will not accept. So I can do that. He said, ask. He said, I cannot go back. No problem from here. Ask them from here. Reduce. Make it less. He said, I feel shy. I said, no, don't feel shy. Ask less. And he said, you are wrong. Oh, reduce it. It's too much. And all of it is too much. And he was removed. Then, one just asked, how much happened? He said, 45 minutes. He said, more. Ask more. And he brought from faith after Christmas. It was more. 50% discount. So he said 50% discount. Yeah. He said okay, 25 prayers. But already the season is over. That morning, so we get to say, Ya Rabbi, give me less, and Moses encouraging him, and said, we can fight prayer, and we are not praying with you. That shows how much relationship and how much religions, not only religions, I'm saying, they are woven into each other. Every religion is completing the other. Religions complete the other. And that's why in the spiritual tradition of Islam, you can see the greatness of and how much you can stretch to bring in everything that people might argue about it, find a solution in that spiritual dimension of spirituality. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, when he was asked by Archangel Gabriel about religion, he divided religion into three different parts. Unfortunately, very people think that when you ask them what is Islam, they say Islam, shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Islam is the five pillars. Say Shahada, accept the oneness of our Lord of God, second, and Muhammad is the messenger and all the other prophets. Then second, prayer, fasting, charity, and pilgrimage. But Prophet didn't say that only. This is the obligations. This is what we have to do And the first part, this is the infrastructure of the building. We are building our building, we have to build our infrastructure. Infrastructure above it, engineers build the huge, huge buildings. Look, these buildings here, they are looking like, you can look 100 stories, 200 stories. They have a huge infrastructure in the ground. So the infrastructure of the religion is the first part that Prophet mentioned. That Archangel Gabriel asked for. The second part, which many people forget about. What is faith? So faith is different from the five pillars, the first five pillars. Faith is completely different from our five obligations, the five pillars of Islam. Faith has six pillars. Al-Iman. Al-Iman. Aman tu billahi wa malaikati wa kutubi wa rusubi wa yawm al-akhir wa al-qadr al-khayr wa shahidihi wa barakatuh. The second part, which is very important, and many of us are reading it, is to believe in God, to believe in His angels, to believe in His prophets, with an S, all prophets. If you don't believe in His prophets, you are not a Muslim. To believe in His books, with an S, it's plural. And to believe in the last day, the day of judgment, the resurrection day, and destiny. So today, we argue with each other for nothing, with other religions for nothing. And God is saying you have to be together with them. You have to come together, you have to believe in all books. One time I studied
chemistry
in the American University, and then I studied medicine. But in the meantime, I used to attend Islamic studies with my uncle, who was the head of the religious department in Lebanon, and the head of scholars in Lebanon. Obviously, he had many scholars teaching him. So I used to attend his classes. And one day he was saying, any person, Islam teaches us that we have to sit with every person, Muslim or non-Muslim. If you sit with a priest, listen, because he has wisdom. Take wisdom. When he speaks, there must be wisdom in it. Take what you need. And give what you don't want. If you sit with a rabbi, take what you need. Listen to the wisdom. And take what you need. And leave the rest. So don't come and argue and fight. It's not going to take you anywhere. That's what the message of Islam. That's why Prophet used to, when he was traveling in his trains, he used to meet with the rabbis, he used to meet with the priests, he used to meet with the Zoroastrian at that time. He used to meet with the those who worship idols. He used to meet with everyone. He learned from everyone. He studied with everyone. He takes from everyone. He listened to them. We don't even listen to each other. And the message of Islam, the second part which Prophet mentioned, he said, you have to believe in God, His prophets, His angels, His prophets, and His books. Please listen to them. Listen to what they say. I was in a school, English school in Lebanon, after I finished my study in French school. My father moved me to an English school after I graduated in English school. I was studying the Bible. It was an evangelical school. I was studying. Every day I have to go to the chapel. Every day. In the morning, before we go to classes, all the students spend the night and we go to the chapel. And we go there and we have to pray. And we have to pray with the degrees. Allah has said, which is number one, the number that is more, the Shia, the Kama, the Sama, the Nabika, Allah, the Allah. I memorized the whole Bible. But I was happy because I learned something that I never knew about. It gives you a background, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew everything. And that's why he came to do this peaceful message. That combining the love of Jesus and the discipline of Moses. In Islam you see both. You see the discipline and you see the love. Jesus came with love completely. He didn't speak anything about prostitution. Everything was love. Moses came with Ten Commandments. Muhammad came with both, integrating them together. Not segregating. We have to integrate. This is, we are coming to Canada. We have to integrate. We cannot be segregated. We have to defend our this country as we are citizens of this country. You cannot say no. And the greatness and the other things, I will come to that point. But the third part of the Islamic religion, which many people forget and many people don't understand, don't forget. When Archangel Gabriel asked him about faith and he spoke about it, he asked him this question. What is the excellence or the perfection, the moral excellence? He said, you have to worship your Lord as if you are seeing him. If you are not seeing him, he is seeing you. Who is doing that? I will ask a simple question for all of us, including me. Because I need, what I am saying, I need more. When we pray, are we seeing our Lord? No one is seeing him. And Allah said, and Prophet said to Archangel Gabriel, and ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tara, to worship Allah as if you worship God as if you are seeing him. If you are not able to see him, he is seeing you. So I'm saying that, especially to our brothers and sisters, and to myself, first to myself. When I say Allahu Akbar and enter into prayer, all different thoughts come to me from every side. That is not acceptable. That is the third part which tells you that when you really begin worshipping and praying, you have completely to focus without any kind of whispering in the ears. And not only whispering, whispering sometimes is easy. Sometimes people praying, Muslim or non-Muslim, praying, as soon as they pray in their way, they begin to think how they have to make conspiracy against each other. Or if they pray, after they finish their prayer in a mosque, or in an Islamic center, or in a synagogue, or in a church, or whatever it is, when they go out, you find many people, they begin to lie on each other. And prayer does not make you to lie. It's forbidden to lie. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, forbidden. And he said, it is the biggest sin if someone will lie. And how many people of us, we lie something. And in order to make an excuse to make for ourselves, we say a white lie. Not to give an excuse. Come back to Prophet Muhammad. When he came with his message, with the greatness, we are speaking about the adoring of the Prophet Muhammad. So we have the time is not on the Prophet. Sure, to speak about any other prophets, we are all of them the same. Mecca, first of the message, first theme of the message, what he did? He sent his people to Ethiopia. Send his people to Ethiopia, which is an island of Habasha, to a non-Muslim king who is a Christian. So he sent the Muslim to who? To the Christian, saying to them, you will find what? Asylum. That is a fact, Islamic fact. He took, he said, okay, you go to Habasha, there is a king there, a pious Christian king that will take care of you. Where is Habasha? Where is Habasha? In direction from Mecca. It's what? He did send them to Persia. He did not send them to China, to East. He sent them to West. Predicting that in the future, anyone who is going to be abused and tortured in his life, he is going to seek asylum in the West. He wants to show his prediction is correct. And now if you want to go asylum, where you go? You go to Pakistan? Or you go to Bangladesh, or to China, or to Malaysia, or Indonesia, whatever. Or to Persia, to Iran. The Iranians are foreign coming here. You go west. Means this is the sign of prophet. This is one of his predictions in the days that coming in the future. That you are going to find asylum in the West, go and build relationship with them. And the West is Christian. Most of the West is Christian. Don't go there and fight and make problems and difficulties for the people and the government. Integrate. And this is the message of Islam, is build peace and build relationship. And follow the authority, if we follow that discipline that is mentioned in this verse of Quran, obey God and obey Prophet and obey the authority, you will be safe. There will be no problem. Everyone will be happy. The government will be happy with everyone. So, we can keep continuing discussing and speaking. So, what we like to summarize is that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, built up his relationship with his companion of trust. When he was young, before the message, everyone in the area was trusting. And they, because they love him, and they know he's Al-Amin, they call him Al-Amin, the most trustworthy person. He was trusted in everything, on their line, on their properties, on their money, on their wealth, on their villages, on their produces, crops, everything. The Prophet was the one that was being trusted by all his citizens. So if we learn from that, to be trustworthy people, to be umana. Trustworthy means to keep the safety of the others and to look up after the others and to build a relationship with the others. Like one incident happened to Prophet, one of the incidents is that one day he had a neighbor, and I think many of these people here might know it. He had a neighbor, and that neighbor never believed in him and never accepted the message of Islam. Every day throw his garbage at the door of the Prophet. Her garbage at the door of the Prophet. Every day throwing the garbage. And Prophet goes early morning to pray at 4 in the morning to this mosque. See the garbage, take it, throw it in the garbage. Never he told his wife, never he told his children, never he told his companion, never he told anyone. Every day, 7 years, never said to his neighbor, to the neighbor, anything. Never one word, why you are throwing your garbage at my door. Never. Here, now today, people around the world, you throw garbage in front of your neighbor. If you are not in the West, if you are in the East, in the West it's more simple. You call the police comes, take you and say, don't do it next time. Say, okay. But in the East, you bring a tank and you shoot it. No, it's a cannon. They don't care. Young people, 15 years, never saw that. I saw that. 15 years of age, they drive tanks in the streets of Lebanon in the 80s and the 70s. In the East, they don't speak with you anything. It's not necessary. Your life is nothing, garbage. No, they shoot you down. Prophet 7 years didn't open his mouth again. Who can do that? No one can do that. The 7 years after one day in the 7 years, he didn't see the garbage. He said, oh, why did you look at this? I am accustomed to the garbage. Why there is no garbage? The love of Prophet for everyone. Must be there is a problem to that name. And he sent his servant asking, check on my neighbor. Oh, the neighbor was sick. Prophet by himself went to the neighbor, knocking the door, asking if he can contact.
Thank you.
teachers succeed in their lives, and I hope that all the teachers will put for their students A plus. I was in Malaysia and I was doing a speech to students and teachers. And I said there, I wish that teachers give the student A plus. And the students were happy, the teacher never said that. Next time I was a student, and I was so surprised that all the teachers that were attending, they gave A plus to all the students. The teachers became like an icon for these students. So, make people happy. When you make people happy, it's a good teacher. All the people in their lives, they love you, they'll be happy with you. And this is what we live in this life, especially in these days. We have to make everyone happy. When we make everyone happy, our Lord will be happy with us. And that's why Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Inshallah, Muhammad, how?" The people will be going to whom they love. And those who love each other will say that with each other. And he said in the judgment day, in the day of resurrection, in the other life, all those who love each other in this life, they will love each other in the other life, and they will love together. May our Lord bring us together, for we love each other, bring us together in this life and in the hereafter. May God bless you all, and thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
As we are in a kind of talk, people who are for the first time meeting the Sheikh and interested to ask him questions or to, first of all, some questions after ask the public, as they will be of probably benefit to everybody. And then, if after, we'll take a few minutes for them to do they want to meet him.
Any question? Do you like? Yes.
I will ask the question before we start to teach tonight, and I answered. I was wondering if you would answer the same way. I've been asked if you need to be a Muslim to be a Sufi, and I said yes. And then you answered during your speech for me, but I don't know if this person understood the way I understood it, so that's why maybe you can answer.
Do you speak in French? But everyone has might be not practicing his religion or her religion, but he is in need for spirituality, because this is a vacuum that you find a lot between around the world. It's not only here. Still in Southeast Asia, I am traveling, I'm seeing people in need for spirituality. Spirituality is like kind of psychology and psychiatry together, blended with each other, that you can study and understand the problem of the individual and what the individual is in need for his or her life through different ways of teaching, and how you have developed your conscience and through your unconscious, and how you develop your system and balance it in the right way between the spirit and the body and the mind. So all these works together in a harmonious way. So this is besides if you are a Muslim or Christian or Jew. So you can be a Sufi and study this besides wherever you are. You can be a Muslim, you can be a Jew, or you can be a Christian. Then if you want to go Sufism in its many ways, if you want to go more deeper, then you have to build up your religion. Then you have to choose. You want to be Muslim, you have to choose the Islamic religion in order to build spirituality through Islamic religion. Some other people, they will build through Christianity or Judaism. Because spirituality is a different religion. You cannot take it out of religion. But you can teach it separately at the beginning. If they want to go deeper, they can go deeper. That's why in Europe, I was telling you that I have a lot of students that were coming and listening every time I'm doing it. And one of them is one of the particular case that I'm discussing. It's a lady, very, very educated lady, intellectual. She is not a Muslim, only a Muslim. She was attending our meetings and our lectures. Anyone asks her, she says, I am a Sufi. But she doesn't say, I am a Muslim. So, it's up to her. So, I didn't say anything to her. After 6 months, she came to me back and she said, I realize that your teaching is, the way you teach, you don't force. That's what I like. And that's why I want to learn about it. So then we talked to her about Islam. She's teaching today, you know, she's an accountant, CPA. Very famous company in this security business. You see many things like that. So we don't tell them that we cannot say that you have, you want to in order to be put in happy Muslim. No, we don't say that. I might disagree with what you said.
Or you could
simply.
That's what I was trying to ask.
So, then since we are on the way on the same way, that's not the answer. Anyone like to hear a song?
Please, everyone.
Yes. You want to dance? You want a song?
Yeah. Yes.
No, we need to see hands. We need to see, we are in a democratic country. English
Thank you.
Real exist. Thank you.